song on our hearts. It is that time of year. I hope you're inviting someone to church. Good Friday is just around the corner. Resurrection Sunday, the day that we celebrate. We remember what God has done for us. He is not a dead God. He is alive and well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What does it mean to be saved? Is it more than just a prayer? More than just a way to heaven? What does it mean to be His? To be for things like this, so that they have a purpose. To be salt and light in the world, in the world. To be salt and light in the world. To be salt and light in the world, in the world. To be salt and light in the world. Let the redeemed.
He was once below the cross to die.
story that no matter how hard the prophets of Baal tried, they could not cause that fire to fall, that sacrifice would not be ignited. It just wasn't going to happen. They danced, they shouted, they cut themselves, they yelled, "Come on, light the fire. Can't you hear us?" You know, Elijah jumps in on this comical event and says, maybe he's asleep. Maybe he's on vacation. But not our God. He doesn't sleep. He's not far off. He's close. We know the fire fell and consumed his sacrifice. That's our true God. We must be able to tell the world about Jesus and describe him accurately so that he's not confused with anything else, because nothing else compares to God. No one. Jesus, you alone are worthy to be praised. No other God can be called the Father. No other God can be called the Red. No other God can be called Redeemer. No other God. Yeah. draw them. He will call them. He will reveal himself to the lost. He will do it. We are just but vessels that need to testify and need to be able to describe who our God is. According to his word, not according to what's in our minds, what we've made up, but according to the scripture, to the very description, his own resume. This is who I am, Liz. Call upon my name, my Redeemer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus. Hallelujah.